Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! I'm going to add some value to your life. 2 cents with Little Jess. Yep, that's me. This is where you're going to get that extra added value to certain topics that we talked about today on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Let's get into it. Chet received an email from a buddy of his. This guy's 15-year-old son will be driving in a few months, and dad thinks his son should work for a car. His ex-wife has informed him that her wealthy new husband is offering up one of his cars, a BMW 7 Series. And dad, he's forbidding this, says that the final decision is between him and his ex-wife, not the new husband. He wants his son to get a starter car, but his ex-wife thinks he's just jealous of the new husband. Co-parenting. Every couple's dream. Oh, God, the nightmare. Wake me up. Hot Ryan called into the Chet Buchanan Show.
I think it depends on how much of a dad this guy has been to this kid prior. So if they got divorced when this kid was, let's say, 5, and he's been kind of an absentee dad, and stepdad, you know, stepped up and stepped into the dad role, and now he hears about this new car, and he's like, well, wait, I'm the dad. I should make that decision. Then, yeah, I mean, if we're going to talk stay in your lane, stay in the lane you've been in, bro.
Well, sounds like dad has been around from the beginning. In my experience, most MIA fathers don't really have opinions on stuff like this. Another regular on the show, Hot Chick Val, wants in on this.
The kid should have a starter car and they all should chip in. So if the stepdad wants to trade his car in and put a little money of it towards the new car for the kid or a used car for the kid, because as a teenager, you're going to wreck your first car.
I, for one, did. I didn't earn my first car, nor did I pay for the insurance on it. So for me, it was like an item that could easily be replaced. Wrecking it was not a concern of mine. And if you've listened to other episodes of 2 Cents with Little Jess, this isn't a shocker. I do love the level-headedness Shanae brings to the table.
I feel like the parents could compromise here. I feel like very easily all three of them could sit down and say, hey, you have the means to provide for my child and give them something brand new that is amazing, that is awesome. But my child needs to earn that for the next year or whatever instead of anything. Let's buy a starter car. If he can keep up that car, not crash it, not get any tickets in it, not anything like that, then come at the end of that, if he has proved that he can earn that brand new 7 Series BMW, have it. But absolutely, I agree with the father. No 16-year-old should be driving around in a brand new 7 Series BMW.
Told you Shanae was smart. My mom and stepdad bought me my first car. And it was a used car. Like I said before, I did not earn it, and I was not responsible for any insurance payments, just gas. My father wasn't even in the picture, so my mother she never had to consult him for anything. Just my stepfather. And to this very day, in the history of Little Jess, my parents regret buying me a car. I was careless, I was reckless, and city lines, county lines, state lines meant absolutely nothing to me. I knew what time I needed to be home, and until then, I was flying like the wind. And I'm a mother now, with the child who will be driving in 5 years. Oh my God, that was really tough to say. 5 years? Ugh. I'm going to snap my fingers and it's going to be 5 years. So do you think I'm buying him a car? New or used? Not a chance. My son is going to earn that privilege the old-fashioned way. Wherever life takes us in 5 years, his stepfather won't be purchasing him a car. And his dad, well, that guy probably thinks he still plays with Hot Wheels and Matchbox. It's my son's grandparents I have to look out for. So in this particular case, I agree with the father. his son should start with a starter vehicle, which he pays for, and if not all of it, at least half of the expenses. And maybe compromise is in order, like Shanae said. Keep the car running, don't wreck it, no tickets, and guess what? Grades and absences in school are huge for me. Sorry, kid. Looks like you're not getting a BMW 7 Series. And, sir, good luck with your ex-wife. Oh, and ex-wife, does your new rich hubby have a brother? You can send him my way, girl. And just that fast, it's a wrap. 2 Cents with Little Jess. Catch the Chet Buchanan Show weekday mornings on 98.5 KLUC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.